Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today that I believe should be of interest to every listener, conservative, Christian, patriot, or even loose-likes, lost liberals. I believe that it's a subject that we need to wake up, smell the coffee, and understand what is happening. We're talking about the COVID-19. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just a little tidbit of information. Why is it called COVID-19? Because there were 18 other COVIDs prior to COVID-19. You understand that? They've been working on the gain-of-function research since 1999 with the ultimate goal of having just what they have today, is a bioweapon that can be used on a global international basis. And it's whether or not it was released intentionally or accidentally out of the Wuflu Chinese lab. It was a level 4 Chinese Communist Party lab. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, along with others, promulgated the research that gave us COVID-19. And as Senator Rand Paul pointed to Anthony Fauci in one of the hearings and said he was possibly responsible for the death of some people. Well, I say and make a public declaration, I believe Dr. Anthony Fauci is personally responsible for the death of about 4.5 million people on a global basis, because it was at the hands of Dr. Anthony Fauci that we have the Wuhu flu today, the Chinese Communist Party flu, that now is infecting hundreds of thousands of people in America and millions around the globe. But ladies and gentlemen, that's being used politically. The government's not concerned about my health or yours. It is not a public health policy. It is simply a political agenda to carry out what they're wanting to do. That's the reason they're talking about now the new lockdowns and the new forced push for church closures and for the mask wearing of the social distancing. I'm looking at an article that says the politicization of COVID-19 has become a deadly game. At the same time, the extremists politicize the COVID-19 makes it difficult, if not impossible, for us to know who to trust. And when it comes to preventing the spread of the disease, this is a terrible shame in America, this writer says. It's dated July the 28th of this year. Listen to what this writer says. The problem is that I'm not sure about any of this anymore. And it's not simply because of many conflicting reports. Things have become so politicized that depending on what the news network would be that you watch, you'll have different views about, number one, the origins of the virus. You'll have different views about the threat of the virus. You'll have different views about the merit or the demerits of lockdowns. You'll have the different view of the safety or the danger or the efficacy or the worthlessness or the worthwhileness of the vaccine. Number five, you'll have a question about the proper role of government. And six, you'll have a question about the best course of moving forward, especially for our children and their health. It is Big Pharma that just is in it for the money. Is it Dr. Anthony Fauci? Is he a demon or a saint? Is the World Health Organization in bed with China? Who can the CDC make when can the CDC make up its mind? Should I believe CNN, Fox, or neither? Are the feds trying to save our lives or take control of our lives? And on and on and on the questions go. He says, except now, this is not just a question of true news or fake news. The question is what decisions we should make as individuals, decisions which could affect our lives and the lives of others. This is anything but a game. Danny, what do you say to a statement like that?
Oh, let's reflect reality once and for all today. How many American parents across the nation can no longer have conversation with their own children?
Right.
Can no longer even say, I know my son, I know my daughter. They sent them to college to be Americanized and come out with a career and the ability for family and the American livelihood and dream. They can no longer communicate with their children. And their children have already established the understanding that if my parents oppose COVID, oppose the vaccine, oppose Biden's election, I must oppose them.
That's right.
And if I'm called to turn them in at a given point of collection and roundup, I shall do so.
Well, the FBI has already suggested, now not just a suggestion, a recommendation
that
employers, employees, friends, family, associates, and neighbors snitch on others if they think that they're saying or doing something that may be antithetical to the ultimate goal for America.
Or representing to be a homeland terrorist.
Yes, domestic
terrorist. To stand for America's heritage.
Yes.
And again, the most important factor is it's here.
It's here.
It's not coming.
It's present.
It's here. So as the parents stand in opposition at the school boards, let's take the next step. Let's go after. Let's take and present our demands. And where I'm coming from is that there's no greater book ever given mankind than the Bible.
Amen.
The Word of God.
That's right.
And over the past years, I was fortunate enough to come across what is called the American Patriots Bible.
Yes.
I've also come across a quote in there from the Supreme Court, the first Supreme Court of the United States, stating that that Bible must be used in public education because of the benefits to morality, principles, ethics, and so forth.
That's John Jay, first John Supreme Jay. Court Justice.
It established in Congress. The first church was held in the Capitol.
Capitol Rotunda.
And it was held there for years and years and years. We had presidents worship in that rotunda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know your history, and if you're blind to what is going on, whose fault is it? So if we are reaching a point of absolute takeover, wouldn't it make sense to oppose it rather than to lie down?
Absolutely. And Danny, I'm glad you touched on that because, as one person says, voluntary phase is over. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue, and discussion. Where do you stand on this issue? Do you think the COVID-19 and what the government is doing, you think that's based on policy? Public health, or do you believe that it's a political maneuver for an ulterior motive? Here's an article. It says, voluntary phase is over on vaccines, says a mayor. Mayor Bill de Blasio said Tuesday that the voluntary phase is over for COVID-19 vaccinations. The New York City Democrat told MSNBC on Tuesday. De Blasio announced Monday that all city employees will need to submit weekly testing if they aren't vaccinated against the coronavirus. In addition, unvaccinated city workers are required to wear a mask at their workplace or they will be removed or terminated or suspended without pay. On September the 13th, the entire city workforce will be mandated, in other words, mandated under COVID safety mandate to get vaccinated. We've got to shake people. This, Danny, I'm amazed they put this, verbalize it, put it in print.
Uh-huh.
We've got to shake people up at this point, de Blasio says. Come on now. We've tried volunteer work. We could not have been more kind or compassionate. The volunteer stage of COVID vaccine is now over, end quote. Further, he says, I'm saying voluntary alone doesn't work. It's time for mandates. It's time that we stop the protesting and allowing people to say no. It's time to mandate the vaccination.
I can personally attest to what's coming on this one. My own son is going to have to face the decision, for he's considered a federal employee, and it was mandated that all federal employees must take the shot, have the COVID pass, or be continually tested to regularly whether or not he has COVID or not. So I personally would be saying to my son, it's your decision, but it's the most important decision you're ever going to make.
It's a life or death decision.
For if you succumb to being forced to take a shot, you'll succumb to being forced to take the mark.
Absolutely. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question, the comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Great. I'm delighted to hear from you. I hope you're well.
Yes, sir. Everything is well. I was so elated to hear what Brother Dan had just got finished saying about, you know, what's in the Patriots Bible concerning John Jay and how he basically warned as well as advised that the Word of God should be integrated into all the affairs of America if we are to be able to stand. And it's a sad thing for us to see our leader, such as Joe Biden, not stand on the Word of God, not use it into the affairs of America. And as doing such, Dr. Youngblood, I'm afraid that America will become a crumbling tower if we don't get back to the basic foundation of what the Word of God says, what it will do as far as making us a great nation. And I'm also afraid that he doesn't realize that once he gets finished being used as a puppet, they're going to invoke that 25th Amendment, and that's going to put Kamala Harris in the driver's seat. And who knows what's going to happen? Where will we end up in such a situation? So that's what I just wanted to say on today.
Brother, you're exactly right, and I am in agreement with what you're saying. We're on the fast track, Pastor Davis, and to our listening audience, we're on the fast track of the final days of Joe Biden as president of the United States of America. Right now, 32% of the Democrats, according to the latest research, 32% of the Democrats say that there's a problem with Joe Biden, and they're looking for a way to remove him, and they're going to do so with the 25th Amendment. And I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in Amos, the 7th chapter, verses 12, 13, and 14. But I want our listeners to understand my most humble opinion. By the last part of this year, I would say by the end of December, we're going to be watching the fast track of removing Joe Biden. And the thing, Pastor Davis, that frightens me is the fact that Laughing Harris, Kamala Harris, will go. I believe the woman has a emotional, psychological problem because everything that said that she cannot answer, she just defaults to a out-and-out cackle, a laughter that indicates there's a problem mentally and emotionally. And she will step into the Oval Office. I don't know if our listeners have noticed or not, but for the past several weeks now, Kamala Harris has been kind of in the background because she had become such a laughingstock for the nation and for the world. They've decided to start sequestering her just a little, but it's on the fast track for Joe Biden to be removed. In fact, the former president's President Trump's physician, Dr. Ronny Jackson, which is now a senator, Dr. Jackson said that it's very, very obvious that Joe Biden has a major, major cognitive problem, and it needs to be tested, and that he needs to be treated because it's very evident that he is not capable of running the presidency of the United States of America. And I think everybody sees that. And the thing, Pastor, that frightens me from the standpoint of a national agenda is that we're seeing them continue to push him because he's the puppet. They're getting what they want on the loose, likes, lost, liberal left. They're getting what they want for the socialist Marxist agenda for America. But the global picture is that Xi in China and in North Korea and in Iran and all of the other major nations that's against America, they see the weakness of America. And the time is ripe for them to come in with one fell swoop and destroy our great nation. So I'm concerned about that. because that will destroy the potentiality of morals and ethics and values and the promulgation of the Christian faith and the Christian community being able to evangelize and reach others with the gospel. Danny, what do you say?
Well, let's go back to our claim being free Americans to make up our own choices and so forth. My leader is Christ.
Amen.
Their leader is Biden.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How can any of them stand in front of a mirror and say, yes, I voted for Biden, for Biden, and I firmly stand behind everything he's done? Do they understand that when we fall, they fall with us? That this is a total takeover of Americanism? Whether you're left or right, Republic, Democrat, it doesn't matter. You're an American first. Then you have the decision to either be Republican or Democrat or an independent. Then you have decisions all through your life how to live that life, free or slaved.
Yes, and Dan, as you say that, and Pastor Davis, you can jump in. As you say that, I'm prone to question even that statement on this basis, that you have the agenda. AOC, for example, just said that we need to close all prisons, mm-hmm. that prison's wrong. AOC and the other three, part of the Marxist agenda in the Senate and in the House, they're now saying that we need to abolish anything that's called police. We need to reimagine law enforcement. We need to close all prisons and jails. And that will bring chaos, confusion, and total destruction of the American system. And that's what they want. That is the goal, the agenda that they have, is to overthrow the fundamental foundation of the United States of America, bring in socialism, Marxism, communism to be the agenda. But as you said, they don't realize that they will not be surviving the overthrow. They are part of the overthrow, but they will not survive it.
What did we see on every one of Fox Network's news yesterday? Was the beating of an elderly man on the street, broad daylight,
in New York.
Knocked unconsciously, rolled over, and robbed. No one came to his rescue. He didn't have
No
police officers. He didn't have a weapon to defend himself. Mm-hmm. He was a perfect subject target and possibly could have even been killed.
Yes. Pastor Davis, I believe you're on track. One of the things that I say to our listeners, and I can repeat that in Isaiah 41:10, God says, fear not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's our only hope, Pastor. And I pray that every listener will recognize that we can't place our faith, trust, and confidence in the government, but in God. And so thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your input today, and God bless you, and keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, stupid is as stupid does. It's dated July the 29th. The famous words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. And these days, stupid seems much more common than common sense in the United States of America. Even Forrest Gump was smart enough to know that. Listen to what this writer says. To arrive at the right answers, you need to ask the right questions. Even the government, doctors, scientists, and the left-wing media, con artists, can't win a debate if you simply ask the right questions, such as, why has nothing science told us to do for 19 months worked? Goes on to talk about it. The question is, if mask works, why does anyone else need to wear them? Number three, how is it the vaccine necessary when you admit that the vaccinated can still be infected and die from the unvaccinated, end quote. Another question, why are you saying that your vaccines are approved? Number five, why are you saying your vaccines are safe? Why are you telling people that they are safe if they are vaccinated when over 35,000 reports indicate the contrary, with 53,000 Americans having already died as a result of the vaccination? The article says, stupid is as stupid does, and it goes on with a three-page major article going on to talk about what the government has said and what the government's doing. And they're using, ladies and gentlemen, let me state it again, they're using COVID as the cover to carry out the political agenda to absolutely destroy the nation. Yes, it is the goal. It is the end game of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party to overthrow the United States of America. And somehow, some way, just as Danny said a moment ago, there's the mindset that they will be on the top of the game when the overthrow is completed. But I've got news for them. You can go to any communist nation when the overthrow takes place. The news media is at the top of the pile, top of the heap, for being those that are, how would you say, eviscerated, wiped out, put in gulags and camps to re-educate them. Here's another article, Dan. It says, alarm sounded. COVID shot mandate poses a risk to millions of people. The chief of the influential physicians organization that represents doctors in a multitude of practices is warning that making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory could endanger the lives of millions of Americans. And he goes on to say, this is with Dr. Kempen, K-E-M-P-E-N. He pointed out, as of July the 30th, millions have recovered from COVID-19 in the U.S. and have natural immunity. Vaccination of these persons confer only risk of their lives with little or no benefit, yet these mandates do not exempt any of them. He further says, the group warned long-term effects on the novel coronavirus genetically engineered products cannot possibly be known at this point. There could be, including major medical disorders and changes in the physicality and diseases, infertility, cancer, and birth defects on into the future as a result of the COVID-19 vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Do you understand, do we understand as a people that this is a mechanism, a political ploy, a political mechanism that's been introduced into the American society to have everyone succumb to, be pushed by the federal government, intimidated, coerced, and frightened into taking the COVID-19 vaccination? Here's an article that says, bombshell lawsuit charges, vaccine deaths being concealed. Anthony Thomas Rentz, R-E-N-Z, filed a lawsuit in federal court in Alabama on July the 19th that says that the massive government cover-up of vaccinations related to U.S. deaths that have already numbered over 50,000 people. The suit filed on behalf of the American Frontline Doctors, by the way, that is Dr. Simone Gold is heading up that organization. It includes doctors and lawyers and those that will take a stand for you if there's a push or the problem in relationship to it. The suit filed on behalf of American Frontline Doctors in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Alabama is based on a sworn statement by governmental insiders under federal whistleblower protection. Speaking at the Reawakening Tour event held on July the 17th and 18th in Anaheim, California, Rentz made the bombshell announcement. He says it's based on a whistleblower with access to government computers and can prove that between 45,000 and 50,000 Americans have already been killed by these COVID-19 vaccines authorized under the emergency use by the FDA. And Danny, they're on the fast track. Pfizer, J&J, and Moderna all made application to FDA in March of this year for a fast track of the FDA approval. Right. They're projecting that in September, October, that the COVID-19 vaccination will be fully approved by the FDA. And once that takes place, Danny, based on what I can understand and the research that I've done, the federal government then will require, mandate, coerce, force every citizen to be vaccinated.
That is the ultimate goal. But I'll take it one step further. You know, you can't get away from commercials on the television if you're sitting watching them. Commercial after commercial, vaccine after vaccine, they give the effects, the possible effects of this vaccine. And it amazes me, at the end of their presentation, they say, may cause sudden death.
Mm-hmm.
Consult your physician.
On everything but COVID now.
Everything.
Everything,
yes,
but COVID.
Everything. And the amazing part is, the people have been contacting their doctor and saying, I think I need that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need this vaccine. The bottom line will always be, as long as mankind exists, how strong is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
God's made the promise to take care of us. He also does keep that promise.
Amen.
If we have the faith,
that's right,
to turn it over to him.
Right.
When I walk out my door to drive, there could be a sign saying, you may be going to sudden death if I feared it. Mm-hmm. Yet I get in the car and I drive. Mm-hmm. A little history. At age 30, I had a heart attack. At age 47, I had a quadruple bypass. At age 53, I T-boned a automobile on my motorcycle outside Miami at 70 miles an hour. I didn't have a helmet. I didn't have leather clothing. I came off that motorcycle like an eagle flying in the air. I landed in the center of the highway. I have the shirt and the pants that they cut off of me. There's not a hole or a drop of blood on either item. That's the power of my God.
Amen. And he has that power even today. Danny, it's not foreclosing that potentiality, but I think that one of the problems that we have in our nation today, and many that's listening perhaps, that they say, well, that's good, and I have faith, but the faith is not activated to the point that we're willing to trust God and not government.
That's right.
I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Department of Justice declares COVID-19 vaccine mandates are legal. Mm-hmm. Legal. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. The Department of Justice with Merrick Garland today is simply a pocket puppet for the Biden administration. And the Biden administration has asked for it. They've received it. And now the Department of Justice has put out a memorandum that the COVID vaccine mandate is legal. And they're saying that it's legal even though it has not been fully approved as an approved medical drug. And yet they're saying it's legal. They're doing that to allow businesses, shopkeepers, and office keepers, et cetera, to say that you cannot come in. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track again, where if you do not have the vaccination, you'll not be able to enter a building, a shop, a store, a restaurant, not be allowed to travel. No Uber, no Lyft, no bus, no taxi, no plane, no train, no way to travel. Without the vaccination, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track today, you'll be required to stay at home, be shut out from society, simply become a second-class citizen is where we're headed today. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the individual, Piers Morgan from Europe, says, if you refuse COVID-19 vaccine and catch the virus, you should be denied any state health care and you need to pay it for it yourself, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track today. That will foreclose your rights and liberties. It will foreclose our faith, our future, our freedom, and our family. We need to pray. We need to seek God. We need to turn from our wicked ways and ask God to heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.